I have to tell the listeners that you're the CEO and artistic director of the Abbotsford Convent Precinct. And the 27th of April, the day that I'll be playing this interview, is a very important date, isn't it?
That's right. The Abbotsford Convent on that actual day is turning 20.
This is the day that the keys were given after a long struggle to the Abbotsford Convent Coalition for it to become a community space. Can you tell my listeners a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I love talking about the Abbotsford Convent Coalition because it's just normal, everyday Melburnians who saw a sign for development at the Convent Precinct site to say it was going to be turned into apartments and a golf course. And they ran a dedicated campaign to overturn that decision. And look at the legacy they've created. They knew it should stay as a community asset. They wanted it to be for arts and culture. And 20 years on, that vision from everyday Melburnians has been realised in such a beautiful and impactful way.
Well, it's interesting because the Abbotsford Convent Precinct, the land around it, it's right beside the river, the Yarra River. It's in the heart of Abbotsford, which was in the past an extremely working class suburb. And it was actually run by the Sisters of the Good Shepherd as a, I think it was for wayward girls, wasn't it, at some
Yes,
stage?
well, it's definitely its focus was women and girls, and some were what were described as wayward girls. Others were doing finishing school. It was also had a local primary school because you'll remember even today there were more buildings at the time. There's 11 buildings on 16 acres. So whole different communities of women and girls were operating and doing their business at the convent, and some the girls in the Magdalen worked in the Magdalen laundry and were referred to as inmates. And they're in what is the Sacred Heart area now. So, it's an incredible story of our history in terms of social welfare, how we looked after people. And also, I think when you look at the convent today, how it is a much wider community resource that people can engage with joyfully.
Yeah, and if you actually go to the space, I mean, you're inviting the public to go down there and enjoy the surroundings and have a look at what's going on down there on the 27th. Anybody who goes down there will find it the most wonderful place to walk.
I couldn't agree more. It's got a special alchemy. It's what we call an oasis in the inner city. It's 4 kilometres from the CBD, but you walk through the gates, you feel transformed because, of course, we have these incredible heritage buildings, but many of our gardens have heritage plants. So you're engaging with nature and an incredible community of tenants and people who work at the convent who generate such great community outcomes. So when you come to the open day, you'll be able to look into all the nooks and crannies, dive into studios, see all of our venues and gardens animated with music. There's an incredible program of tours during the day, architecture tours, garden tours, social history tours, even a silent disco tour. You can engage in beautiful music. So, for example, ANAM, the Australian National Academy of Music, is based here at the convent. 66 of their musicians are going to give everyone an insight into their music, as well as Waxo Paradiso, fantastic DJs, fantastic exhibitions, beautiful shops, and of course at the convent you can always find delicious treats, so lots of good food and drink as well.
So, because I found it very interesting to discover that in actual fact, this is the biggest multi-arts and cultural precinct in Australia.
Its footprint is incredible, and the scale of the buildings and the diversity of spaces means they have so many uses. And of course, at the convent, we welcome everyone. We don't have traditional white box galleries or black box galleries. All sorts of art forms, creative practices, Even community meetings, corporate events are happening here every day at the convent. It's just got such breadth of activity because of the scale of this incredible place.
Well, at 3CR, we also recognise our compatriot radio station, 3MBS, broadcast from there.
Look, aren't we lucky to have community radio? We are so proud of any all association with community radio. What you all do is so impactful. So our friends at 3MBS are running their very popular music fair. So if you need a bit of vinyl or check out some sheet music or some recorded music, come on down. They'll also be doing a live broadcast, and you know we're deeply proud of our association with them. So you'll get an insight into the many people, such as 3MBS, who work every day making a real impact on the community based here at the convent.
How did you get to be the and also, what does it mean being the CEO and artistic director of the Abbotsford Convent? Because it's a foundation, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a foundation. So my background is in arts and culture. I've always been involved in working with festivals and events, and I even spent a little stint with a circus. And when this role came up, I was so impressed by the way it is of its community. It is very welcoming, diverse. The place was incredible and it was full of potential because, as you know, while the buildings are older, and of course it's on Wurundjeri land, we're a young institution. So when the role came up for me just over 7 years ago, like, you rarely get an opportunity to come into something as it's forming and really put an impact. So a day for me at the convent is everything from running around with our team trying to work out where the latest leak is, writing a funding application to fix the heritage building or do a restoration, working with artists on creative programs such as our Convent Kids program that we run throughout the year, seeing some tenants in action. It's never ending. It's ongoing work here because it is of such scale and such significance. So no day is the same, let me tell you. And it's an absolute honour and a privilege to work here at the convent.
Now, it started off with a community coalition. So is there a board? There's a board that directs things?
Yeah, we are. We're really lucky. We're sort of on the third generation of our board. Great people, diverse skill sets who volunteer, like many in the not-for-profit sector, to give back to the community and help guide and steer the governance of this incredible community asset.
Well, I was kind of interested because you'd have to come up with ideas to make the place alive as it always has been. And I noticed that you've got a hatted restaurant, Julie. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
I know. And do you know what's so great about Julie? It's that showing that demonstrated outcome, it's generated from Cam's, and Cam has one of the restaurants here at the convent. He came in, set up this business, and it's grown over time. Now this is his second venture, and it's a beautiful hatted restaurant. So what it shows is, if you can work with creative people, give them a great place, give them time to develop their audiences, their business model, they themselves can actually grow and expand as well. And what is really sweet is they've got a little patch of some of our green space, and a lot of what you're eating at Julie is actually grown here at the convent.
Is that right? Oh, how fascinating.
Yeah.
And now there's a lot of, there's 116 arts and creative practitioners. Tell us a little bit about what that means.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so 116 tenants, majority are creative industries or artists, so painters, writers, jewellers, all of that gamut of activity, dancers, choreographers. Then we have a beautiful group of not-for-profit organisations, the Yarra River Keepers, our wonderful Wurundjeri Woiwurrung Corporation, and then we have our hospitality providers and a wellbeing wing. So you can literally come to the convent, visit Wildlife Victoria to check out some beautiful food, see some arts and cultural events. Like, the whole community is so richly diverse. that it's a really stimulating place to be and to base yourself, particularly for artists, many of whom work, you know, solo, so they can generate energy and support each other in this beautiful environment.
Well, you could also just go and have a picnic because it is so beautiful down there.
Yeah, and we love that about the convent too. Recently we had a fantastic children's holiday program. Parents were bringing in the prams and the, you know, picnic rugs, bringing in their own lunches. You can make it your own place here and really get amongst it. That's what's so special about it.
So Saturday, today, the free community open day, what would it look like? What would a person do?
You have so many options and we cannot wait to welcome you, because really, without a community, there would be no convent. So this is our gift to the community. So if you have families, there is, you know, of young ones, there's a whole convent kids program. You can work with Polyglot and Rundri to do some beautiful creation story work. You can do art making workshops. For grown-ups, there's a beautiful DJ, there's choirs, and as I said, incredible music performances during the day. There's a lot of tours. The tours are going to be fantastic. So they're ones I would highly recommend, the architecture tour. I think the gardening tour, the garden tour is going to be very special with our tenant, Sophie Cunningham, and our team member, Leonie Ray. Also, an architect tour with tenant and architect, Rima O'Neill. Our beautiful volunteers who do the social history. And if you're up for a boogie, you can even do a tour of the convent through a silent disco with Guru Dudu. That'll be super fun. So you can meander and stick your head in all of the venues. You can have a look into the studios. We'll have, for example, in our wonderful laundry, if you haven't seen it, do make sure you put it on your list. Pierre will be working with some of our tenants who work in fashion. And there'll be pop-ups of fashion parades. Another tenant in another venue will be doing a light sound installation. Artists Yumi and Tucker will be doing a beautiful Japanese tea ceremony. So it just goes on. There's one of the things I really want to highlight, though, for all ages, is we're launching our exhibition, Marking the Movement. It's a 20-year retrospective, really, of the convent. And it is fascinating. They're installing it. I've just been down there, where you get to see the story unfold from when it was envisioned as a place to live in these apartment blocks with golf course, through to the community campaign, through today, ending with asking you your vision for the convent. So do make sure you put that on your list as well. Then pepper, you know, grab a coffee at Cairns. Some of the food trucks from our regional farmers market are doing a pop-up. If you feel like a bit more of a cheeky beverage, there's the beautiful gin from the Bellarine Distillery. So we've got the taste buds covered. We've got your eyes and ears covered. And we think it's going to be a joyous celebration, all free, all open, and all just waiting for you.
And what time should they turn up?
Well, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., so, you know, the early worms, we've got programming all day, and the later ones will be able to have a nice dance on the Makeda lawn and kick up our heels.
Oh, thanks for talking to me, and it sounds fantastic.
Thank you so much for the joy of being able to share this project and this program with you. And thank you to all the listeners, whether you come to the convent or not. I know there's such support for this really special place, and we are so proud to open it up for everyone to enjoy every single day of the year.